ब्रह्मज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदाह्मायां ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथं विधां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सार्वधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपरा सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पथे गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोस्तु ते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Arjuna Vacha Kim Tad Brahma Kim Adhyatmam Kim Karma Purushottama Ati utam chakim proktam adi daivam kimuchite adi yagya katam kotra dehesmin madhusudana prayana kali chakatam gyeyosi niyatat vibhihi Shri Bhagavan uvacha Aksharam Brahma Paramam Sabhavo Dhyatma Muchate Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaro Visarga Karma Sanjitaha Akshbhutam Sharo Bhava Purushaschari Daivatam Adiyagyam Hamevatra Dehi deha vratambara Anta kale cha mameva Smaran mukva kalevaram Yaprayati samadbhavam Yati nasyatra shamshayaha Yam yang babi smaran bhavam Tajatyante kalevaram Tam tam evaite konteya sadatad bhav bhavishaha tasmat sarve shukaleshu mama nusmara yujacha mayarpita mano bhudhir mami vaishyatya samshayaha labhyasa yoga yuktena Chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusham divyam yati parthanu chintayan Kavim Puranam Manushashitaram Anoraniyam Samanusmeredyaha Sarvasya Dataram Achincharupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaparastad Prayana Kale Manasa Talena Bhaktya Yukto Yoga Balena Chaiva Bruvor Madhye Pranama Vesha Samyak Satam Param Purushamupaiti Divyam Dakshadam Veda Vido Vedanti Shanti Yad Yatayo Vita Ragaha Yadit Shanto Brahmacharyam Charanti Tate Padam Sangrahena Pravakshe Satyanitam Yamya Manohridhi Narujacha Murdyadhyayatmana Pranam Astito Yoga Dharanam Om Ite Kaksharam Brahma Vyaharam Mamanusmaram Vyapriyati Tam Deham Sayati Paramam Gatim Hensneta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityashaha Tasyaham Sulabha Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yoginaha Nauhecha Punarjanma Dukalaya Mashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Samsidhim Paramam Gataha Atma Bhuvana Loka Punaravarti Norajuna Mamupetya Tukanteya Punarjanma Navidyate Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Arhadyad Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vito Janaha Agnir Tatyanak Sarva Prabhavat Yarhar Agame Ratragame Vashakante Tatraiva Vyakti Samjake Bhuta Grama Saevayam Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate Ratragamai Vashe Partha Prabhavap Yarhamagame Parastas Matu Bhavonyo Vyakto Vyaktat Sanatanaha Yaksak Sarveshu Kahbhusheshu Nashyatsu Navinashyati Chara ityuktas tamahu paramam gatim yam prapya nanivartante tadama paramam mama chasa para partha bhakta labhyas tvananyaya yasyanta stani bhutani Yena sarvam idam tatam Yatra kali tvanavritim Avritim chaiva yoginaha Priyata titam kalam Vakshami bharatarshaba Nirgoti raha shukla Shanmasya utarayanam Shanti Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha Dhumo Ratristata Krishna Shanmasha Dakshinayanam Samjotir Yogi Prapya Nivartate Krishne gati yete jagata shashvate mate ekaya yatjana vrittim anyaya vartate punaha naite sriti parta janan yogi muhyati kashana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yogi yukto bhavarjuna vedeshu yagyeshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam adyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi parastanam upaiti chajyam Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambade Akshara Brahma Yoga Nama Ashtamo Dhyayaha Hari Om.
Altogether, Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Who is the Lord of sacrifice, and how does he live in the body, O Madhusudana? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the indestructible, transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the Self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruitive activities. O best of the embodied beings, the physical nature, which is constantly changing, is called adibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called adidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the Supersoul in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adiyagya, the Lord of Sacrifice. And whoever, at the end of his life, quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and it was always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material nature. One who at the time of death fixes his life there between the eyebrows and by the strength of yoga, with an undeviating mind, engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons who are learned in the Omvedas, who utter Omkar, and who are great sages in their renounced order, enter into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I should now briefly explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head. One establishes himself in yoga. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O Sanaprita, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. At the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entities become manifest from the unmanifest state, and thereafter, when the night falls, they are merged into the unmanifest again. Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. Yet there is another unmanifest nature, which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. That which the Vedantists describe as unmanifest and infallible, that which is known as the supreme destination, that place from which, having attained it, one never returns, that is my supreme abode. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading, and everything is situated within him. O best of the Bharatas, I shall now explain to you the different times at which, passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back. Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery God, in the light, at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north. The mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the fortnight of the waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, reaches the moon planet, but again comes back. According to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. When one passes in light, he does not come back, but when one passes in darkness, he returns. Although the devotees know these two paths, O Arjuna, they are never bewildered, therefore be always fixed in devotion. A person who accepts the path, devotional service, is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing austere sacrifices, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end he reaches the supreme eternal abode.
Srimad Bhagavatam. These are 10 verses from Srila Prabhupada's Shloka book, most frequently used, from the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This section of the Bhagavatam is entitled Poshanam, How the Lord Protects
the living entities. Kvachin nivartate badrat kvachit charati tat punaha prayaschittam atopartam manye kunjara shauchava.
Sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Tapasa brahmacharjena shamena cha jamena cha chagena satya shauchabhyam yamena niyamena va. To concentrate the mind, one must observe a life of celibacy and not fall down. One must undergo the austerity of voluntarily giving up sense enjoyment. One must then control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, clean, and nonviolent, follow the regulative principles, and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha akam tunvanti kartsnyena niharam iva bhaskaraha. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. Yama duta uchu veda pranihito dharmo yadharmastad viparyayaha vedo narayana sakshat swayambhur iti shushruma. The Yamadutas reply, that which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraj. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam navai vidurishayo napi devaha nasidha mukya asura manusha kuto nuvidyadara charanadaya. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles, nor can the demigods or the leaders of Sitaloka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas, and charanas. Swayambhur narada shambhu kumara kapilo munuhu pralado janako bhishmo halir vaya sakir vayam. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. Itavaneva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmitaha bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grahanadibhihi. Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnor jagan mangalam amhasam mahatam api kauravya vidyai kantika niskritam. My dear king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the universe. Please try to understand this so others will take it seriously.
Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha sudurlabha prasantatma kotishvapi mahamunehe.
O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare.
Narayana paraksarve nakutascha nabhibhyati swarga pavarga narakeshu apitulyarta darshinaha.
Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. Do you have a printout of the Mahaprabhu Shatanam? Huh? Yeah, so I don't have to turn around. What else do you have there? It is. Yeah, only. Okay. Arjuna, can you move this in front, please? Now we get to sing the Mahaprabhu Shatanam. How is everybody? You all okay? Better than okay. What? No, I don't need the bag. But I do need that. But I will need you to turn the pages. Are you all ready? No?
Nariya nagare nitai nite niche gare. Nariya nagare nitai nite niche gare. Jagannath Sutta Mahaprabhu Vishwamba Mayapura Shashi Navadvipa Sudaka Shachi Sutta Gora Hari Nimai Sundar Radha Bhava Kanti Achadita Nataba Namananda Chapala Balaka Matri Bhakta Brahmananda Varnatak Katukandu Rahita Nadiya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gare Nadiya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gare Vidyati Udupachara Dwayer Moha Tartika Sarvasya Gramya Balika Kridan Lakshmi Pati Bora Data Udata Balaka Shisha Chira Pati Putra Shokani Barakta Pati Gora Desha Sarva Klesha Hara Digvijay Darpahari Vishnu Priyashwa Nariya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Ga Arya Dharma Pala Pitra Gaya Pinda Data Uri Shisha Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata Krishna Namon Mata Krishna Tattva Abhyapaka Nam Sankirtan Yuga Dharma Pravartak Advaita Bandhava Srinivas Krihadana Nityananda Radhera Rajivan Nariya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Antardeep Shashadar Simanta Vijay Godruma Bihari Madhya Yashraya Kola Dvipa Pati Ritu Dvipa Maheshwara Janu Modha Druma Rudra Pera Ishwar Navakanda Raganata Jana Vijivana Jagai Madaya Diduvrita Charan Nariya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gaide Nariya Nagare Nitai Niche Niche Gaide Nagara Kirtana Singha Kaji Udaran Shuddha Nama Pracharaka Bhakta Tiharana Narayani Kripa Sindhu Jivarani Anta Adama Paduya Dandi Bhakta Doshahanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Bharati Charana Parivraj Shiramani Ukalapavan Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kopatesha Pati Kirchor Gopal Darshana Sukhiyati Nirdandi Sanyasi Sarva Bhoma Kripa Moya Swananda Aswanandi Sarva Sukhashoya Purata Sundara Vasudeva Chanakarta Ramananda Sakabata Kula Kleshahar Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Bodha Jain Mayavadi Kutarka Kandana Dakshina Pravara Bhakti Granta Udharana Alala Darshanandi Ratha Granartaka Gajapati Trana Devananda Udharaka Kuliya Prakashi Prana Rupa Sanatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Pran Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Brindavana Nanda Murti Balabhadra Sangi Yavana Udari Bhatta Balabera Rangi Kashi Basi Sanyasi Udari Prima Data Markata Vairagi Dandi Achandala Chata Bhaktera Gauravakari Bhakta Pradana Haridas Raghunath Swarupa Jivan Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Bhakati Vinod Par Pore Ranga Paire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Nitai Gaura Premanande.
Did it get stuck in your head yet? That's the whole idea. Okay. And now, can you please get me to the Chaitanya Bhagavat? Right around where we're reading today. Today we went to Mam Gachi,
in Moda Druma Dweep means everlasting happiness, the everlasting happiness tree under which Lord Ramachandra revealed his form as Lord Gora, who would be appearing in Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, we have a special dispensation. Dispensations are special, so that's redundant. So we have a dispensation. That is that because people are so poor in this age, more than just poor, prayanal payasha shabya kalavasmi nyugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hupadritaha. In the Iron Age of Kali, men have but short lives. They're quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Therefore, Krishna gives special means in this age to deliver the fallen souls. Such a dispensation that in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Karabhajana Muni describes how those who are exalted living entities in other planets at other times put in their bid to be born in Kali Yuga just to take advantage of the dispensation given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vyas of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. First it was called the Chaitanya Mangal, but somebody else wrote a book and called it Chaitanya Mangal, so he changed the name of his book to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Can you give me some water, please? And it starts off with this famous verse, Ajanulambita bujo kanakavadato samkirtanai kapitaro kamalayatakshu Vishvambaro dvijavado yugatarma palo vande jagapriyakaro karunavataro. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, thank you. It's Coca-Cola. I offer my respectful obeisances under Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living entities, the best of the brahmanas, the protectors of religious principles for this age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. Can anyone remember anything from that verse? Arms down to their knees. So, Parigrodha Mandala means a very specific kind of body shape, which indicates a very auspicious personality. It's called it Parigrodha Mandala. And one of the symptoms is that the arms are very long. They reach down to the knees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda had these features. What else did you hear? Ajanulambita bujo kandakavato. So their eyes are like lotus flowers. Such beautiful eyes. What else? What? No, in the verse, what you heard in the verse. In the translation, yeah. Benefactor of the whole universe, yeah. That's the most magnificent. So Krishna is the friend of every living entity and he's the benefactor. But the great Vaishnavas write that he is the most magnificent of any incarnation of Krishna. Krishna is the most merciful and he's all-powerful. But when he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes the acharyas have described him to be God who becomes, well, like an emperor who becomes intoxicated and goes into the treasury house, takes out all the most valuable jewels from the treasury house, puts them in a big sack, singing in intoxication goes down to the common road and begins to give them away to anybody passing by, anybody on a motorcycle or whatever, just here, take this. You've seen people intoxicated do such things, right? Just forget themselves. So in intoxication of out of love for Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as giving away the highest gift to everyone freely. Anarpita charim charit karuna yavatirna kalo samarpayitum unutojvala rasam subhakti shriyam. It's described by Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj, I believe. That's his verse, right? Huh? Is it Rupa Goswami's verse? Look it up. Anarpita charim chirat karuna yavatirna kalau samarpayutum unutojvalarasam subhakti shriyam purata sundara duti kadamba sandipitaha sadaharaya kandare spuratu vashachi nandanaha. That's for a long time Krishna thought I haven't given this kind of mercy to people. Anarpita charim chirat. So he gives away the highest gift to anybody. And even people who don't seem qualified, whereas previously people needed some qualification, he doesn't consider anything. What else from the verse? Sankirtanaika Pitaro means? The father of the Sankirtan movement. So, by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually the way you get anywhere in anything is to find a person who is the topmost or is expert in their field, and you can approach them and serve them and get their association. Yes. Vidagna Madhava by Rupa Goswami. Thank you to did you say that, Radhika? You are correct, as usual. Okay, so Rupa Goswami wrote that verse. So the way to get ahead in life is to find the expert and then get the association. It's not what you know, it's who you know and what you are that counts. Gopi Puranadana Prabhu used to say that. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And there's a way in which when you approach somebody who has the qualities that you're looking for and you serve them, then their heart will melt. And when their heart melts, the contents run out to you. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. Krishna recommends this process. Approach somebody who's in full knowledge and serve them and ask submissive questions and be pranipat, be submissive. And that person will reveal to you the truth. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father of the Sankirtan movement. So he has that, what we're looking for in his heart. You serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, follow his order, which is to teach Krishna consciousness to everyone wherever you go. And then his heart will melt out of compassion. It's already melted. But it will run out to you. You'll receive the contents of the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by serving him. And those who are engaged in the bona fide process of serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the Sankirtan movement will find that advancement in devotional life is concomitant. It comes naturally. What else? Anything else from the verse? Say again. Body is golden complexion. Someone walked up to me in Mangalartik today and said, you want to see a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It was a painting commissioned by Prataparudra Maharaj that was painted of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and said, of course I do. Give it to me fast. And showed me a picture of the golden, beautiful lotus face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has this golden complexion, also described in the Vishnu Sahasranam Stotram Suvarna Varna He Mungo Varnangas Chanjanangadi Sanyasya Krishma Shanto Nishta Shanti Purayanaha. That he begins as a householder, becomes a sannyasi, his body has a color of molten gold. Yes? What? It was on the internet. Of course it's true. Everything on the internet has to be true. It was on an iPhone. I don't know. I didn't follow up on it. Huh? Yeah. Who did? Okay. But he's collecting for the TOVP, keep in mind. So, I don't know. I didn't absolutely verify it for myself. It looked to me, but what do I know? I didn't see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it looked like it was a painting, you know, a photograph of a painting. So it could be true. I didn't verify it myself, so I don't know for sure. But it was beautiful. I'd like to. I've seen another picture where the devotees are sitting together. It's a black and white picture. And Nityananda Prabhu, you've seen that picture? They say that that's also a true rendering of Mahaprabhu. Yes, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living entities, the best of the brahmanas, the protectors of religious principles for the age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. So if you want homework, learn this verse. And you can, it's a beautiful verse to recite. In one verse?
In 4 lines or so.
Yeah. And there's purports in this version of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. The purports are by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he gives many quotations from the Shastra about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of them is from the 11th canto, which says, Kalim Sabhajayantyarya Guna gya sara bhaginaha yatra sankirtane naiva sarva swarto bilabhyate. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate. There's a little too much gain on this, huh? Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Should I read it again?
Yes.
Vamshuli's really relishing these. He's in ecstasy over there. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Haribo! We landed in the right planet at the right time. And then there's another verse from the Vishnu Purana. All these are corroborating. Dhyayan krite yajan yagnais tritayam dwarpare ra. Dwarparer chayan, yadapnoti tadapnoti kalo sankirtya keshavam. Whatever is achieved by meditation in Satya Yuga, by the performance of sacrifice in Treta Yuga, and by the worship of Krishna's lotus feet in Dwapara Yuga, is obtained in the age of Kali simply by glorifying the name of Lord Keshava. Glorifying the name of who?
Lord Keshava.
Correct. Okay, the phrase Yuga Dharma Palo is described as follows. According to the scriptures dealing with karma kanda, or fruit of activities, the religious principle for the age of Kali is charity.
But as the maintainers of Yuga Dharma, the two most magnanimous lords, Sri Gaura and Sri Nityananda, have inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 and 10.8.9 says, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayera Yajantihi Sumeda Saha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Srila Rupa Goswami offers his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Dev, saying that he's the most munificent of all incarnations. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Kaviraj Goswami says, if you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this mercy as follows. I'm reading some of the commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So we're getting Vrindavan Das Thakur's association, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's association. We're hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. What else? What? Chaitanya Bhagavat? Vidagdha Madhava? Different Puranas? This is very concentrated information. It's in previous ages, people would have to walk or travel long distances to get to a library. Books were not very much available at all. And if you wanted a book, for instance, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India and he went to the Adikeshava temple, he saw the Brahma Samhita and he said, this is it, this is the best book in the world. And he had to borrow it and have it copied. Not Kinko's or something like that. It was by hand. He had them hand copied. How long did that take for a scribe to sit down and copy? And he made multiple copies because he brought them back and gave them to all his disciples and wanted everyone to read it. And it got passed down in that way. Thank goodness, right? How it got passed down. Yes?
It's also fascinating, the number of palm leaves that would take to do 18,000 verses. Mm. And the storage for it. And then it's not like you can flip to third page and, you know, it's there, right?
No search function. Someone recently gave me some palm leaf scrolls that I have wrapped up in my bookcase. And, you know, done by hand, tied in string and everything, some ancient scripts. There was a branch of ISKCON called the Matsya Project for many years that devotees went around India just discovering, uncovering the old scriptures that were in danger of being destroyed by time and neglect. And they would photocopy them, put them on microfiche, because at that time that's what they had, and to save a lot of these things. Mukunda Datta Prabhu, the great pundit, he specializes in ancient scriptures. He studied them. And he told me that there are thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of original scriptures that go extinct every year in India because of neglect. After 500 years, 600 years, 1,000 years, they just turn into powder and nobody sees them. The Govinda Bhajanamrita, has anybody seen that book? That was by Narahari Sarkar Thakur. You never seen that? Yeah, it was translated by Bhakti True Maharaj. It had a lot to do with guru-disciple relationship because since Prabhupada left, there have been some questions about that. And it goes through many of the details, teachings, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but they found that he remembered that scripture was very important. He had seen it maybe when he was younger or something, and they went back and looked for it. There was only one copy left on earth, and it almost turned to powder. And before it did, they were able to, you know, copy that scripture and make it available. Sorry that you all haven't seen it. It's pretty nice. I have a few copies at home. Just photocopies. So these scriptures, yes?
One more question. The edition you're reading from, is this Banu Maharaj's translation?
Yes, Banu Maharaj's translation. So, yeah, it wasn't easy to get books. And the printing press came up. First people to make the printing press were the Christians, a man named Gutenberg. He made the Gutenberg press and came out with the Gutenberg Bible. That's why he wanted the printing presses to print Bibles. Partly because there was an idea that you common people shouldn't read the Bible, that it should only come through priests and so forth, that others shouldn't have access to it. The Protestants were more in favor of let's print the Bible, give it to everybody, direct access and so forth. And after that, the Royal Bible Society of England made even a better printing press and started doing more and more copies, and then books started coming out. But it wasn't until fairly recently, but boy, what a revolution we've had since then. And it's possible for me to take it for granted that I have all the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you name it, it's on here. And within those, the trouble that Prabhupada took to compile, well, first of all, the trouble that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took to condense all of the teachings of the Goswamis and so forth and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put them in one place with all the pramanam supporting the philosophical points. So, amazingly, in the age of Kali Yuga, even though it's a slow age for spiritual advancement, we have somehow or other some great advantages, a concentrated form of knowledge to take advantage of. I think it's important not to take it for granted. Somehow or other, don't take it for granted. Try to realize and worship it, see how important it is. Good idea to, do some prayer to the book before reading them. Sometimes devotees will offer a little puja before starting to read the book or something like that. But and keep the scriptures nicely. Don't just take it through like they're ordinary books. Or if they're on a bookshelf, you don't want to put the Bhagavad Gita right next to the Reader's Digest or something else. It should have its own space. Don't mix them together and just think it's like an ordinary book. They should be treated like deities. Ramananda, you were going to say something?
Yes, I was saying that not only we have books, and we also have the recitations of all the most books now available.
Recitation of most books. We also have we have a huge stock of recordings, good recordings of Srila Prabhupada speaking. How many do we have of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Wouldn't you like to have that? Or, hear Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? That wasn't available at the time. It was barely available when Prabhupada first started talking. Lucky that somebody had the wherewithal, the insight, foresight to bring a recording device and start recording what Prabhupada was saying early on. Sure, we missed a few things, but not that much. But all that's available. So one can take it. One could possibly take advantage of it all. And Keshav Bhardwaj Maharaj is on a program of chronologically hearing all of Prabhupada's lectures, starting from the first one going all the way to the end. He marks them off. He's very meticulous in the way he keeps records of. If you look, and he has a little. What are those books called? Date book? What is it? Daily Planner. But it has one page that goes back about 20 years. And if you look on it, it has the time that he woke up from Mangalartik, how many rounds he chanted that day. And it goes back for, many, many, many years. In any case, he goes through very carefully and listens to each one of the lectures, one after the other. So that's possible. One could do that if one decided that was a valuable thing to do. So there's a lot available. Here's something Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. Dayala, nitai Chaitanya, bale, dhakre amar man. My dear mind, please chant the names of the most merciful nitai Chaitanya. He's asking his mind to chant. Actually, the charity given by Sri Gaura Nityananda, everyone say Gaura Nityananda, is matchless, supreme, and unique. What is it? That you can present that when you show the books. These are matchless, supreme, and unique books that talk about the charity given by? They're both maintainers of Yuga Dharma, performers of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, and bestowers of unlimited mercy. The words Jagat Priya Karau indicate that Sri Gaura Nityananda, who? Are the benefactors of the universe. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 1.86 and 102, as follows. She dui jagateri hoila sadhai. Gauda deshi purva shaile karila udhai. E chandra surya dui parama sadhai. Jagatera bhagye gode karila udhai. These two, who, which two? Have arisen over the eastern horizon of Gaudadesh, West Bengal, being compassionate for the fallen state of the world. These two, the sun and moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for the good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Bengal. And many of you might know this verse. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahauditao Gaudodai Pushpabantao Chitro Sandao Tamonudao. It's an Audao verse. So it's kind of got a lot of round sounds to it. Very nice to say. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Regarding Karunavatara, the two merciful incarnations, Srila Rupa Goswami has written about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the introduction to his Vidugdha Madhava as follows. Anarpita charim chirat karunayavatirna kalau. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. The mercy of Lord Nityananda showed me Sri Madan Mohan and gave me Sri Madan Mohan as my Lord and Master. Now here's the second verse of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Namas Trikala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sabrityaya Saputraya Sa Kalatraya Te Namaha. O my Lord, you are eternally existing in the past, present, and future, yet you are the son of Jagannath Mishra. I offer my repeated obeisances unto you along with your associates, your devotee servants, your sons, your Goswami disciples, or the processes of devotional service such as the congregational chanting of the holy name, and your consorts who, according to regulative principles, refer to Vishnu Priya, who is Bhu Shakti, Lakshmi Priya, who is Sri Shakti, and Navadvip, which is Nila, Lila, or Durga, and according to devotional principles, refer to the two Gadadhars, Narahari, Ramananda, Jagannanda, and others. Text 3 says, I worship the two brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, who have descended in this world as the supreme controllers. They have appeared in covered forms as the embodiments of mercy. 4.
All glories to Sri Gaurasundara, whose powerful activities are supremely pure, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, whose eyes are like lotus petals, whose six beautiful arms extend to his knees, and whose heart is inundated by loving devotional sentiments as he enjoys dancing in various ways during kirtan. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, who is the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead and the abode of transcendental pastimes. All glories to his eternally pure activities. Sri Gaurasundar is the controller of all other controllers, the Lord of the universe, and the embodiment of transcendental knowledge. All glories to his devotees, and all glories to the dancing of his beloved associates. We pass through Koladweep today, and it's a place to obtain forgiveness. Some of you didn't hear the story, but Devananda Pandit was a great scholar who was regularly giving classes in the Bhagavat in Koladweep. And his was a non-devotional presentation. However, Srivas Thakur went and sat down in that assembly because he was so attracted to hearing Bhagavatam. And just by hearing the Bhagavat, even though Devananda Pandit was not presenting it correctly, Srivas went into ecstasy and he began exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. And because of the outbreak, the crying, for instance, of Srivas, some of the students of Devananda Pandit considered this just a great disturbance, didn't recognize that he was a pure devotee. And they unceremoniously ejected him from the lecture hall. And Devananda Pandit didn't stop him from doing that. So years later, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through that area, he suddenly stopped and said to his associates, "There's the most sinful person here who thinks that he knows the Bhagavat and is speaking here." And he became very angry and animated against this Devananda Pandit. And he chastised him, saying that, "Who do you think you are ejecting the pure devotee, Srivas Pandit, the real knower of the Bhagavatam, from your assembly? You don't know anything about the Bhagavatam." And he considered Devananda the greatest aparati because he had offended the pure devotee, Srivas Pandit. But Devananda had some goodness in his heart, and when he was chastised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became a little reformed. But a little later, he took shelter of Rikeshwar Pandit, who was one of the great associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You've read about Rikeshwar Pandit, that he could dance for 72 hours without stopping. I think that beats even, what's his name? Huh? Bhaktavatar. Definitely better, more than Bhaktavatar. We've never seen him dance 72 hours. So Rikeshwar Pandit could dance in ecstasy for 72 hours without stopping. In any case, he was a great devotee of the Lord, great pure devotee. And somehow, Devananda Pandit got attracted to him and went and took shelter of Rikeshwar Pandit. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him to go to Srivas and beg forgiveness, which he did. And he was forgiven by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he had made Vaishnava Paradha. So that place at Koladweep is famous for forgiveness by the Lord. Now, some reflections from the day. Any thoughts about the journey to or from, or the place that we visited, Mam Gachi, Vrindavan Das Thakur? Where's the microphone? We're going to need it. Sharanagata's over here by the projector.
Yeah, Haribol Prabhu. Yeah, I have just one question, that when we visited Vrindavan Das Thakur's house, I mean, there were like deities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and it is said that they are original deities. I mean, he used to worship them. Whereas that time, like Nityananda Prabhu, he was alive, he was his spiritual master, but I mean, deities in deity form, they used to worship since then. I just thought that, like,
absolutely. Even in Ramachandra's time, there's a story about how there's a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and he lived in Ayodhya, and he would only eat when he'd seen Lord Ramachandra for the day. Otherwise, he'd fast. So sometimes Ramachandra would go out of town. And this devotee said, I'm fasting. I won't eat till he sees. So when Ramachandra came back, he gave him a deity of himself. He said, now you can take prasad every day. Similarly, Goridas Pandit, famous Goridas Pandit, he got Gornitai deities in his house. We can visit that, his house. And one day, Gornitai came to visit his house, and they looked just like the deities. So when Gornitai walked in the house, then he bowed down, he offered them all kinds of worship, and then they started to leave. And he said, no, I want you to stay. And he said, no, the deities are here. And he said, no, I want you. So he grabbed onto their lotus feet and wouldn't let them go. So then the deities got up and they started to walk out. So then he grabbed onto the lotus feet of the deity and said, no, you stay. So the other Gornitai started to walk out the door. So in this way, he was had a dilemma about which, because they're actually, for the pure devotee, they're non-different. I mean, for anyone, they're non-different. For those who have eyes, premanjana chudita bhakti vilochanena. But yes, during the time that the Lord is present, of course the deity can be there. The form of the Lord is eternal. It's not that at some certain time you can worship the form of the Lord and then it's not relevant, or before this time. It's always relevant. The Lord's form has always existed. All the forms of the Lord. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishnan na navatara makarod bhuvaneshu kintu. They're continually coming over and over again, these forms of the Lord. They're eternal forms. Yeah. Other reflections? What did you see, hear, feel? Subhadra, pass the mic as quick as you can.
I'd just like to ask, when we were leaving, you walked into this little roadway and took off your shoes and offered respects.
Yeah, that was what Raj had been telling us about, was the house of... I'm sorry? I can't hear you. Saranga Thakur. And remember he told the story about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had wanted him to initiate a disciple, and finally he relented and said, okay, the first person I see, tomorrow I'll initiate them. So he went to the Ganga, and when he stepped into the Ganga, his foot touched the body of a young man who had died of a snake bite during his wedding. And the young man came alive by the mercy of Saranga Thakur. So he initiated him. So he's known for initiating a dead boy who became a great devotee named Murari. His parents wanted him back, and he said, deal's off now. Death cancels the deal, and then reinitiation, it's just, sorry, you can't do it anymore. What else did you see or hear or feel on today's parikram? Yes, Vamshuli, right over here by the camera, and then go ahead, Nirkula, and then Vamshuli.
Well, I was just in Navina Prabhu's house, and I was just saying just what a perfect day it was. You know, you get up, you go to Mangalarti, then you greet the deities, then we had the class by Radhanath Maharaj, then we went on parikrama, then we have the Sangha. I mean, we're truly in the spiritual world. It's so nice.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing on the way home to Raj, that, you know, or somebody, each place we go, we keep thinking, or maybe we were talking, just that we wonder, we're going to the next place, will the magic happen again?
maybe we'll be bored when we get there, but every single place we go, it's our new favorite place, and nobody wants to leave. Pamshuli.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for taking us to that place. I think it's the second time that I heard the Nityananda Ashtakam, and I had the privilege to actually chant along with the devotees. And I somehow felt very touched and some kind of feeling when we were singing that song. And I was at times during the ride a little afraid because of the traffic. But because the kirtan was going on, I felt I was safe. I was sitting right next to Madhukari Prabhu and Bhakta Angelo Prabhu. So I felt good, although it was a little difficult to endure for 2 hours. But
it is an interesting combination of the stark reality of the material world and also, you know, absorbing oneself in the holy name. And it's an interesting contrast. The people drive in crazy ways here. They drive too fast down small roads when there's kids present and things like that. It's not very nice. So everyone, please be careful. Also, as far as we have to try to stay healthy, everyone drink water as much as possible, especially when we get to Jagannath Puri because it'll be much hotter there. And so you have to stay hydrated. That's one thing. Also, anybody serving prasadam, you have to wash your hands with soap thoroughly, up the wrists, everything like that, like you're a surgeon going into surgery, and hold them like that till you touch the spoon. Anybody coughing, the teacher at Kaiser Hospital, you cover your cough like this. Even better, get one of those masks from Japan. In Japan, anybody gets a cold, a sniffle, anything, they put a mask on. So we want to be careful not to spread because it goes through the air. So, and we have to just take care when we're on the road also. Today I was very afraid when we were crossing the road, you know, we might be absorbed in kirtan and those bus drivers come around so fast. They, you know, they don't consider the fact there's pedestrians there. Were you going to say something else, Nirkula? Thanks, Madhukari. Look at that. He pulled out his handkerchief really fast. Okay. Yes, Angelo.
After being here in the Holy Dham in Mayapur, and I'm just seeing devotees constantly around for such a long period of time, it feels like a long time. We were going out the streets in the bus, I was noticing these towns that where they had little, you know, they were worshiping Kali and different demigods, and I was just thinking how important association is, because here in the Dham, I feel like my mind is so much more controlled and much less doubts, and my faith feels so much stronger around devotees. And I see a place where people might not have so much faith that there's a supreme Lord or God, and a lot of atheism might be around, especially back in the United States. I can see how important association is, and when we're surrounded by devotees, it's really powerful. It really keeps us strong.
Thank you. Nice realization. One thing I like today is that we started passing out prasadam, and everyone gets happy when start distributing prasadam. So we can do that regularly, right, Mukarvin? We brought a lot of lollipops, didn't we? One suitcase full of lollipops. So feel free to load up your side bag when you go around. You make a lot of friends. In Vrindavan, everyone knows me because to and from the temple, I hit every chokidar everywhere I go, every person. It's like when I arrive for Kartik, they're like, hey! Over here! So, Malini, were you going to say something? Here comes the mic. It's coming back.
It was a very, very nice class that Raj Prabhu has given.
Rajendranandana
Prabhu has given in, at that place. And one thing I was thinking was that how there was written on the top, Vyasa is an incarnation of Vyasadeva. And I was just thinking how he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat, and then the remnants, whatever was there, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I was feeling so much of gratitude that they have done so much for us, and I was just praying that whatever they have written, we should be able to deliver it to as many people as possible, like the Chaitanya Charitamrita sets.
Doesn't it give you more of a sense of how profound it is to distribute Chaitanya Charitamrita after you've been in the Dham, thinking of these great associates of the Lord? Yeah, I was feeling that also, just how lucky people are to be sitting in some apartment with, you know, nylon carpet on the ground. Not, that's not why they're fortunate. I'm getting to that part. That, with a nondescript surrounding and apartment complex, with nothing on their mind except anxiety and maybe watching television and things like that. And then someone knocks on their door and offers them the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's really inconceivable how wonderful that is. And also considering that it's possible they might not get it if we don't go. And, you know, what happens if they don't get it? Yeah, I was thinking that also. Subhadra. Start over.
This is my first time coming to the Dham or India at all, and I came in the middle of the night to Mayapur, so I didn't see what it looked like on the way. And today I was just looking at everyone and everything, and I was kind of like wondering what, you see groups of people talking, and I was just wondering, what are they talking about? Like, what do they have to say? There is such a simple little life, and I don't know that they have a lot of books, like Prabhupada's books are fun to discuss, or, you know, I just think, and then you can just see how paper thin the opulence of the West is also, but they've, like, I was actually thinking that, like, the youth of today in America is so, like, their mind is just on electronics all day, wasting away, but then also, like, I was trying to figure out what these people are talking about and how we need to give them books.
Mahatma Prabhu was talking about that the first day when we were on the boat and we were kind of looking at people's lifestyle along the Ganges, along the Jalangi. And he was saying that they had been some places where people, or one of his disciples had been in some place recently where people were living in little, tiny little houses. But when they went inside, and they were very hospitable too. They said, come on in. And they barely had any space at all, six people in one little room. And he said, but they were so happy when they went inside and they offered him whatever they had and everyone seemed blissful inside. He said some of the people in the group were sort of afraid to even go in and see how happy they were, considering what the contrast is. Of course, you heard of that survey about the happiest place on earth, and they came up with Bangladesh, which is a similar kind of thing. It's family oriented, everyone lives together in the village. And Mahatma Prabhu said when they traveled across country a little bit out into the country, people are still living the way they were 200 years ago. No reason to change, and simple, happy, not disturbed in mind so much.
I was attracted to it, but, I mean, there was a lot of trash, but other than that, it would be it was really attractive.
Yeah. We need a don't be a litter bug campaign. Nirkula was pointing out that in America, we had litter everywhere for a while because with the Industrial Revolution and new packaging and everything, when that came out, people, they just throw it out the window. People used to drive down the road and throw things out the window, and there was trash everywhere in America. Until there was a federal campaign that was called Don't Be a Litter Bug. And they had a picture of a little litter bug. And then they started making fines for throwing things out your window. And it decreased by about 90%. Maybe, what's his name? Mr. Modi or something? Could could adopt that. Yes.
I just want to continue what Subhadra Mataji was saying, that I was, when we entered, like someone commented that this is Mayapur and look how it is so poor. And then like when I was traveling today, like I was looking everywhere and I saw all these trees, banyan trees and everything. And I was thinking like how fortunate this land is where Mahaprabhu and Ramachandra and everyone walked. And I just saw, I mean, everywhere it was opulence. I mean, I didn't find that it is like a poor or like land. I mean, all these trees and everything was so much like, I mean, it was like mercy flowing everywhere. That's what I found. So I really liked it.
Yeah, very opulent, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Shraddha?
I'm just going to continue on what Subhadra Mataji was saying. She was saying, I'm just wondering what those people are talking about. And in the bus back home, we were actually sitting behind you and Rajan Kumar Prabhu, and we were also wondering what are they talking about, and we were so eager to hear because of obviously it would have been nectar, but the sounds were so high, so we couldn't. Another thing that I noticed was that I relished it a lot, that as soon as you entered the temple, I could see that, you know, the vibrations were affecting you and you were very ready to go and, you know, start kirtan over there.
It was an ecstatic atmosphere in that we got to see the deities. It's funny because I had this idea in my mind to get 108 sets of Gorni Thai deities this year. And so I've been shopping around to see where I can get really beautifully carved deities, especially the really nicely carved wooden deities, so we can distribute them to various devotees and, you know, have Gorni Thai populate all of Silicon Valley. Everywhere you go, Gorni Thai. And then I was a little frustrated because Radhika Nagar, who was here a little earlier, he's been helping me I've been in America, and he's been going around shopping to see who are the best carvers and so forth. Keeps following up my leads, and then he'll send me pictures, and it's like, not so nice from my point of view, you know. And then he brought me three sets that I have upstairs. They're starting to populate the room up there. And, you know, he'd bring them in, and I'd look at them, and one ear was smaller than the other. And I was like, where are the really nice ones? But then when we saw today Vrindavan Das Thakur's deities, they were so effulgent. It just made you want to dance. And they were simple. Not, you know, fancy carving or, you know, absolutely perfect symmetrically or anything like that. But just, they were there, fully present. And so that's one thing Radhika was saying, you know, when he got his carved Gorni Thai deities, at first he was disappointed, and he went to see Jnanivas and Pankajangri, and he said, well, what do you think? And they said, just worship them, you know. So he did, and then he fell in love with them. He's like, these are the best deities. You can't get any better deities than these, you know. So there's some reciprocation. This will be the last because we have to end.
I just want to say that, like, about the deities, like when now that I'm painting deities, I mean, my first deity only I completed. It's not even complete, but I felt the same day that, oh, this is this, and then they're rough and all that. Then I did it first time. I still thought, like, eyes are not properly painted and all that. But then now I'm looking again and again, and it's good. It's fine. Like that. Vidarbha Mataji also entered. She said, oh, no, eyes are not then. You know what, they're okay. Then after, like, when she was leaving, you know, they're really good. And I'm also, like, when looking at them, now I'm really, I love it. I mean, I don't even want to give it to anyone. So, you know, so we were just commenting so much that, like, you know, deity's shape and all that. But, like, you look and look and look, and then somehow that connection will, I don't know if it will establish or... But she was saying the same thing. When you look at the deity, you should feel that, like, you know... So, yeah, I was just...
Nice. So we have... We have deities coming in from the East Coast and the West Coast. It's a whole strategy. Vancha kalpatarubhascha kripasanabhavacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shraddha Devi Dasu will tell us what's coming up tomorrow morning.
This is my favorite deity.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this is really... carving work is just exquisite. You see the hands?
Yeah.
Amazing. Where were they carved?
I don't know. I can find
see?
Out.
You can? If you can, I'll be very appreciative. Okay.
Hare Krishna. So tomorrow we're going to take the boat and go over to Navdweep, where we will visit Jagannath Das Baba Mishra's Samadhi, and then we'll also visit Vishnu Priya's temple. So those are two places that we'll go there. We'll assemble at 9:45 downstairs. Now, just a couple of things I wanted to say, because now we are on that leg of the yatra where we'll be going to and traveling to Jagannath Puri. Guru Maharaj was already telling you about being careful about not falling sick, because quite a few of us have fallen sick. Also, the place that brings to my mind that I'm missing the medical kit. If somebody has it, okay, perfect. That, yeah, I'll just take it from you, Prabhu, because sometimes in the morning I get knocks on the door, and I'd rather they knock my door than knock yours. Okay. So that's good. That's taken care of. So if you have got kids, please make sure that you buy enough medications just in case, because the place where you're going to stay in Puri doesn't have a doctor or a pharmacy close by. And I was talking to Krishna Kund Mataji, and she said that somebody fell, so they had to take them to Bhuvaneshwar. So it's a little, you know, so just make sure that you keep your stash. And we'll be bringing our medical supply as well. But I don't know, I don't know enough about pediatrics. So, you know, since you're parents, you've got kids, you might want to bring your own medicines over there. Also, so we will be taking the train to Puri on Saturday. And on that day, I'd request all of you to check out from your rooms at 11:30 in the morning. And we will bring all your luggage down. In any case, the checkout time is 12 noon. So bring all your luggage down near the fountain, and we will arrange for some small cars to take and load the luggage into the bus that will take us to the Calcutta station. And then, you know, there's more that we'll talk about, you know, more logistics tomorrow. But this is something that I wanted you to start thinking about, you know, medicines, and that you have to check out, you have to pack and stuff like that. What time we leave Mayapur Saturday? 2 o'clock and not later than that. Because otherwise we'll be caught in the traffic jam in Calcutta. So we're trying to avoid that. There will be lunch. There'll be boxed lunch. Yeah, there'll be boxed lunch. Sorry about that. I thought I was already on the train to Puri. Yeah, so we will be serving early prasadam that day. You know, like there will be breakfast and lunch prasadam here. And then for the dinner, we will be 1 o'clock. And then for the dinner, we might do it a little sooner than 1 o'clock. I don't know. We'll talk about that. And then I'll just come to you. Yeah. And for the night prasadam, we'll have boxes for you to carry. Also, make sure that when you are packaging everything, we will be putting your luggage either underneath the area in the bus, or it'll go onto the top of the bus. And then once the luggage is loaded, we won't be opening the luggage, you know, to bring one thing out that you forgot. So just make sure that whatever things that you think that you or your kids might need while you are in the bus, that you already have it in your handbag or some handy small bag with you. The bus is going to Howrah station in Calcutta. And it looks like we will be able to drive the bus right onto the platform. So it'll go right to the platform, and then we can go there from there, yeah. If that doesn't happen, if we don't get the permit for that, then there will be some, you know, bigger trolleys arranged so that we can put the stuff here. And you want to add something there? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Ekadashi is when we arrive in Puri. And there'll be Ekadashi Prasadam arranged on that day. Yeah. Raman Zakabha, were you saying something? Yeah, sorry, Mataji. Okay, so you let her know. Okay, fine, yeah. The bus will not go on the train. Yeah, I mean, she's asking, she's right, because we, you know, the cars go on to a ferry like that, so she's thinking about that, yeah. Yeah, please go ahead. Yes, we are going in air conditioned, and they provide you blankets. But it's always good to keep something warm that you have, like a sweater or a coat. Yes,
it's like winter inside those AC cars.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's all. I never trust the blankets.
And Puri is going to be hot.
Puri is going to be hot, and like Maharaj said, hydrate yourself a lot, yeah. And you know, have sunscreen, have hats.
And we're going to do Harinam at the power station.
Haribol.
We want to do big Harinam and also pass out a lot of prasadam and books. We're going to take some books too.
Yes. And one of the things that they cautioned us was that on Havra, be cautious of pickpockets. So when we start doing the Harinam, we might have to have at least six, seven, or eight devotees. We'll put all the luggage together in one place and the devotees will surround the luggage. And the others can do the kirtan because we can get, you know, so engrossed in kirtan, we might not know that we were pickpocketed and we lose our stuff. So, Mukharvinda, there was identity cards you needed for folks, or is it required? No? They just board? Sorry? For the train, for boarding the train. Do they require any paper, documents? Whatever is your legal, like passport, or if you are from India, your Indian papers. And also, we'll need a copy of your passport where you have your picture. And the visa to enter India. We'll need a paper copy of that when you check into the Ishwapanthi in Puri. It's a requirement there that you should have that. They do have a photocopy machine, but it's very, very slow, and we were cautioned that, you know, we might have a build-up queue over there. So I'm just reminding you that because you'll have to, if you don't have it yet, we had mentioned that in our email to you. Yeah, there's a Xerox machine. There's a Xerox shop. Close to the temple, you can get where we get all these stuff, Xerox, so you can get that. Sorry? Your photo page and your visa, and then I guess you will also need a copy of the overseas Indian for you, the OCI card. Yeah. They will need it for the place where we are staying, yeah, Ishwapanthi. Yeah. These days, every place where you stay in India, it's a requirement nowadays, yeah. 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 From 5 or 6 years, they started there. I'll talk more about this tomorrow as we fine tune more. But I just wanted to give you a heads up so that you can plan your things.
Go Premanande Haribol.